Has anybody had a blessing this week that they'd love to tell us and encourage us with? Oh, praise God. Abundance of blessings. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I think, you know, I've been blessed this week in many ways. It's been a hard week of work, but God has been with us, and He strengthened us. We've been able to do what we needed to do, and I do thank God for that. And in particular, I do thank God. You know, on Wednesday night we were sort of saying, "Oh, Jonathan's rung. He's got this. He's gone over a rut in the road, and something's broken. And they're going on holiday on early hours of Saturday morning. Oh dear, can Dad take the car into the garage?" Well, you know, I just thank God for that, because when the car was in the garage, they found the track rod ends needed seen to. You know, so I just give God the thanks that, you know, we thought it was disaster, but it wasn't. It was preventing one, yes. So God is good. He looks after us in all the small details, doesn't He? And we thank God for the garage who made the room to see to the car. And again, that's because we've been faithful to that garage. We always go. All the four cars go. And Andrew's used to go, didn't you? Still do. Andrew goes too. So, you know, we bless the garage and they bless us.
Amen.
And we thank God for them.
Yeah.
And God is good. And we thank God that we had a good day yesterday. It was our Gideon's Friends rally, so that was another event to work on. And God was there, and we were so blessed and so encouraged with the speaker. He's the vice president for the international work. So he travels abroad a lot, and he's out there on the blitzers giving out testaments abroad. And oh, we were so encouraged. And not only were we encouraged, we were challenged.
Yes.
And that's the thing. You know, he's on fire for God.
Amen.
And he knows that people are desperately needing the word of God.
Amen.
You know, he spoke about this country. We're not interested. Or this country isn't interested in God or His word. And we take His word so lightly. In other countries, they're desperate to get hold of a testament. In one country, in a Muslim country, which they're not allowed to give them out to Muslims, they can go into schools and give them to non-Muslims, but they can't give them out to Muslims. On the street, they're not allowed to give them to Muslims. And a Muslim lad came and asked for a Bible and stamps. They said, he went to another chap, "We can't give it to you. You're a Muslim, we're not allowed." He went to Bill, and Bill said, "I'm sorry, we can't give you one." He said, "But if you were to find one, that would be all right, because I wouldn't be giving it to you." So Bill trotted across the road, and he dropped a Bible on the road as he went across to the car. And this lad saw him, and he shot across the road and picked it up, and off he went with his Bible. Praise God. He also shared about in schools that while they were giving them the testaments and sharing about God and the testament, and they showed you, catch it, at the back of the testaments there's a decision page, and it got on camera children filling that page in, and he challenged them and asked them about it. He says, "Because I've got Jesus in my heart."
Amen.
You know, it's wonderful. It was so encouraging, and we, you know, we praise God for the work of the Gideons internationally.
Amen.
And in this country too.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.